listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Zachary Mettler joins us from the Daily Citizen, filling in for Glenn Stanton today. Zach, always appreciate the time you take to step in when Glenn's not available, and we have some really relevant things to be covering today.
Yeah, well, it's always my pleasure to be with you, Steve. And, you know, Glenn, he's a hard worker, but he deserves his time away. So I'm always happy to sub in for him. So.
Well, we appreciate your hard work. In a recent article found at the Daily Citizen, Canada to report killing over 100,000 people with physician-assisted suicide. Clearly something that is contrary to a Christian's desire. And you know, why is something that's happening in Canada concern the Christians listening here in New Mexico?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of reasons. First is the craziness that we can learn from Canada, that when you legalize physician-assisted suicide, as we're seeing happen more and more here in the United States, we can see the consequences of that and then go, man, is this really something we want to follow? Is this something we want to emulate? And the answer is unequivocally, in this case, absolutely not. Canada, they first legalized physician-assisted suicide in 2016. And since then, every single year, the number of people that opt to kill themselves via physician-assisted suicide increases year over year. And I always put this, there's a chart that just demonstrates the exponential growth of that. I always add that to my articles because that picture just tells the story in and of itself of just the growth and the metastasizing, if you will, of their euthanasia regime. And so you're right, next year, they're almost guaranteed to report over 100,000 people now that they've killed just in 10 years alone via physician-assisted suicide. And, you know, it's always a difficult conversation to have because you can see people who are elderly, people who are going through a terminal disease. There's a suffering that is involved in that. And we want to try to ameliorate that and try to solve that to the best that we can. But this conversation, it goes, okay, well, can we go so far as to say that somebody has the right then to kill somebody else? And that's what's happening here is physician-assisted suicide. It is one person prescribing a drug or prescription that then kills somebody else. So you always have somebody involved in this. This is a conversation about killing people. It's not fun to say that. It's not fun to have this conversation. But it's important to call a spade. And that's what we're doing here is euthanasia. That's the method of this is somebody killing somebody else, and we've seen just horrible abuses in Canada occur with so many people now that have been pressured even to consider physician assisted suicide. And then there's one man I saw, his name was Alan Nichols. He was euthanized just for the diagnosis of hearing loss. And so once you legalize physician-assisted suicide, there's so many abuses that are opened up to, and we need to learn from that, especially as our legislators. Now, as we can talk about in New York and Illinois particularly, the governors in those states have a bill on their desk right now to potentially legalize physician-assisted suicide in those states. And the New York one especially is horribly egregious, and we could certainly talk about that more.
Yeah, and along with the information you've provided, it includes a short you've put there from The Right to Life, or it's titled The Right to Life, and explains, you know, it's difficult somewhat, you know, it's quite a work to get it legalized, but once it is, the spread and the growth, as you've already mentioned, is very exponential.
Yeah, no, that's certainly true. And Alex Schadenberg, he is the president of the Euthanasia Coalition, Euthanasia Prevention Coalition. And he talks about this, is how the strategy of many that are in favor of physician-assisted suicide is to first get it legalized, so they have a bunch of restrictions that are involved and trying to limit the number of number of people who are eligible for accessing physician-assisted suicide. That's their strategy to get it legalized, to make it kind of acceptable. And then once it's legalized, and then bit by bit try to expand it. And that's what we're seeing, especially in Canada, where they're now discussing, it's almost guaranteed in 2027 that they will open up physician-assisted suicide to those who are struggling only with a solely a diagnosis of a mental health condition. So if you have depression or anxiety or a different kind of mental health condition, that could now qualify you for physician-assisted suicide. And there's also a group in Canada that is advocating opening this up to those who are under 18. They say there's not much of a difference between somebody who's, you know, 22 and somebody who's 15. And so they have an age limit of 18. You have to be at least 18 to access physician-assisted suicide. Well, this group says, hey, there's not much of a difference here, so why can't people who are 15 or 16 or 14 or 12 access physician-assisted suicide as well? And so we need to learn from Canada's example of once you say yes to this, it takes you to a very dark place very quickly, and we have to know that.
Yeah, and you know, I want to bring this up because it keeps coming to mind, and if you've, you know, spent any time yourself, Zach, looking into this, I'm sure the fiction story I'm going to share comes to mind. But, you know, how often do we see fiction quickly become reality? I mean, I think of the headlines we see in mainstream now that, you know, just a few years ago, we would have thought, well, that's from The Onion or the Babylon Bee. And it's just, I mean, it's staggering see how things quickly change. The fiction story I want to bring into this is an old 1970s sci-fi movie called Logan's Run. And the premise of this story is essentially, you know, every human left living in this dome in a post-apocalyptic America or the world, you know, they have a crystal on their palm that's a certain color. And when they become just short of 30, I think it begins to blink. And they are at that time supposed to report to Carousel, a place where their life is exterminated in a ceremony. And you know, the premise I believe, you know, watching is essentially mankind got to the point where, you know, we're talking about, you know, someone who's deaf, someone who has a mental illness, but essentially getting to a point where mankind says, you know, living beyond the age of 30, there's, you know, the quality of life just isn't there. So it's a slippery slope, and it sounds, maybe to some, oh, come on. But from what we've seen in other things in our culture, I don't think that, you know, it would be that surprising to see that in the not too distant future.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And one of the crazy things about Canada, their program, is that one of the requirements for accessing physician-assisted suicide is that you have to be eligible for health services that are funded by the province or territory or the federal government. So they literally make it a actual incentive for the government to potentially euthanize people because they are now their healthcare is paid for by the government. And so we've seen this happen where hospitals and the government have then pressured certain people, and they say, man, you're costing us quite a bit of money. This is going to be an expensive process, and so we're just going to make it much cheaper for you to just access physician assisted suicide. And it's just a horrible thing for that to happen. But that's one of the requirements in Canada. And so could we see that happen here? Absolutely. We certainly could see that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I would say euthanasia, an oft forgotten issue when it comes to the right to life and defending life in our country, whether it's the elderly or those that are dealing with a serious illness. And, you know, we would actually encourage Christians to be prepared to give a response to their feelings on this. And actually, you've even written about that in the latter part of your article.
Yeah. Yeah. As Christians, I think we have to have a better response, right? We have to recognize that suffering is real. But as Christians, we have to have compassion on those who are suffering. We have to walk alongside them to the best that we can. We have to point them to Christ, who suffered for us, who is the author of life. He's not the author of death. And so we do that. And then we remind people of their absolute dignity and worth before God. Every person is made in the image of God. And so it's a moral violation for us to end their life artificially, for us to take their life. That is a violation of their dignity as a human person. And so I'd encourage your leaders to know about the laws in your state, know a Christian response to physician-assisted suicide. And again, I hope New York, especially, that the governor there will veto that bill, because that bill doesn't even contain a residency requirement. So that would actually open up physician-assisted suicide to anybody in the United States to come to New York to end their life. It would make it a travel destination, essentially, for physician-assisted suicide. So we have to know about this stuff. We have to know a good response as Christians to these moral issues. And I appreciate you having me on to try to start to give a good response to that. And you can find more about my work and the work of my colleagues at thedailycitizen.org, and subscribe to our morning email. We send out a morning email Monday through Friday that has just the top 10 stories that we at Focus on the Family are tracking. So we'd love for your audience to subscribe to that, as it's a free thing that we provide to people.
All right. And we appreciate your time, Zach. We would encourage listeners to do that. Go to thedailycitizen.org and actually look for that story on physician-assisted suicide by Zachary Mettler. Zach, look forward to having you in the next time we're missing Glenn.
Looking forward to you, Steve. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.